But it wasn't the only major religion to find an early foothold here. Before Christianity, Judaism had arrived. And according to legend, this area has been the resting place for one of religion's holiest treasures for almost 3,000 years. An artifact precious to Jewish people, and many Christians and Muslims as well. It's said to be guarded by priests of the Ethiopian church.
There's lots of amazing myths and legends surrounding the monasteries of Lake Tana. The greatest of which surely is that one of them housed the Ark of the Covenant for a while. So the Ark that held the tablets on which were written the Ten Commandments. The story is that the Queen of Sheba, who came from a land that we now call Ethiopia, went to visit King Solomon in Israel. She'd heard stories of his great wisdom, wanted to meet him, turned up there. They got on very well. So well, in fact, they had a son together. He went home with his mum, but went back to visit his dad when he was a young man. And when he returned home to Ethiopia, among his entourage was brought the Ark of the Covenant. And it was apparently kept safe in a monastery on Lake Tana. And now, according to many Ethiopians, is still here in the country.